Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Hope you guys had a great weekend. All ready to pound the week, if you would. No, seriously. This is going to be a crazy week. It really is. I will have... I will have a guest host for chatting on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Maybe even Thursday. We'll see. You know? I don't like to let it out too early. But as I always tell you, people do go out, get involved in the community, get involved in things. I'll be doing the same thing. I'm not going to tell you to do stuff I'm not willing to do myself. It takes a lot of work. I get it. Got a lot I want to get through tonight. I guess we're finding out again. It's always amazing to me that the SATs and that kind of stuff, they're all biased. Truly, totally, may even be racist. What's the reasoning behind it? Well, apparently, if you can't pass the test or you consistently have a group that has low test scores, then the test has been written in such a fashion, in this case in particular, they're saying it's black folks, the test is written in such a fashion to make sure blacks can't pass it. You sit here, you scratch your head and go, this is unreal. I'll get more into that later on. White House says that unvaccinated migrants that are allowed in the U.S. and the tennis player who isn't are two different things. Sorry. Maybe I didn't so well in school. You know what I mean? And then the White House is using the COVID emergency. I don't know if you guys know this. To hand out these loans. I mean, to hand out the student loans. We'll get more into that, too, later on. I know some of the stuff makes sense. I read it. I go, there's no way. I read it again. Go, there's still no way, but whatever. Pennsylvania Governor Wolf, he's asking to, or he wants to give Pennsylvania families $2,000 payments to help them survive inflation. Wow. Yeah, why don't you just work on, you know, the current administration? Pound on them. Maybe we need to start putting pressure on him. Yeah, Joey B. You know, that's how I refer. Representative Donalds, who said that the Florida parents have had enough. They're done with the wokeness. And he talks a little bit about what's going on in Florida with parent groups everywhere, up and down the state. Now, here's what I thought was interesting. Is the Antifa packing ARs, 15s, They were guarding family-friendly Texas drag show. Now, the left is going, well, what's wrong with that? You know, you guys have no problem carrying AR-15s all over the state. What's wrong with this? Well, we wouldn't protect pedophilia. We wouldn't protect this kind of stuff that hurts our young kids. That's not what the guns are for. I can't find in the Constitution where it says, you know, the Second Amendment says with a caveat that you can carry these guns as long as you're protecting kids' right to have have these strippers for all intents and purposes. I know, they're drag queens, but not that I have seen a stripper show in the last 50 years, okay? Anyway, it never stops with these people. Anything they can do to hurt your children. What really sad is they really believe that this is something real. They believe that this is something that they should be doing for the kids, that kids should be exposed to. You know, and Disney, again, I don't watch these awards anyway. The music awards? Disney Channel, one of their stars, I got Dove Cameron. I wouldn't know these people. She used her speech to encourage all queer kids watching to inhabit the fullness of who they are. Don't you love how they use these terminologies that absolutely have no real meaning? Means absolutely nothing. We'll talk a little later about the real proof that the FBI meddled in the 2016 and the 2020 elections. It's just so much to go through. There's so much we can deal with. One of my favorite places to go for stories, campus reform. There's finally a report out with somebody with enough of a spine to put it out there. Said the Boston University put out a report that said that the university's compounded the student mental health crisis during the pandemic. And there's many, many, many students that cannot deal now with the reality of life. I want to know what happened. What happened to these young kids? What happened to the parents who brought up these young kids? You know, I kind of joke about this. I'm not trying to be mean about it. We grew up under threat of the nuclear bomb. I mean, that really wipes out people. You know what I'm saying? But we grew up under threat of a nuclear bomb. We had drills where we jumped under desks like the radiation was going to stop at the desktop. And we didn't have these kind of mental issues. What have we done to our children? So it's in your house. Don't go far. Kimberly Murray joins me right after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Coming to you direct from what Joe Biden calls the semi-fascist... My semi-fascist studio. That's right. Anybody who is a Republican, conservative, and may even knows how to spell MAGA is a semi-fascist. Which is really funny, because if you look up the word fascist, you probably would see the Democrat Party logo. Seriously, if you really think about it. Think about who's forcing who to do what. And almost at gunpoint. in fear of your job, in fear of your life, in fear of your just everything you have, really. It's just really fun. Let me bring her on because I always have a ball with her when she's on. Kimberly Wren joins me. We're talking about stories that went by the weekend, got kind of posted late Friday afternoon. Nobody was supposed to be paying attention to, and it's like, nope, not missing this one. Hey, Kimberly, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hot, and I don't mean looking, you know?
I mean, it's hot here, too. Not as hot as where you are, but it's hot.
Oh, no, I'm thinking somebody left one of the gates to hell open. It's like a blast furnace in this place or something.
Well, you look at who your governor is.
Yeah. You know what it is? You know, you just hit the nail on the head. It's all those Sacramento politicians, when they talk, they heat the place up. I wish they'd stop saying stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. They've come up with some really wicked bills lately. I mean, really nasty bills. Maybe we'll talk about those a little later on. But listen, you're an educated person. I'm not very, very educated myself. I came to the Boston school system. What can I tell you? Yeah, you're lucky I can count the toes I have, you know. So, but recently there was a piece put out by the Washington Post that said that the SATs, PSATs and so on, they're all these tests are biased. And and the reason behind them being biased, so here's the thought process. Because blacks and Hispanics do poorly on them, then they are biased. They've written to purposely hold back the black and Hispanic community. And I'm thinking, here's my reasoning, then you tell me what you think. Most of the schools, most of the education centers run across this country are run by Democrats. Schools in inner cities, where they're mostly filled with blacks and Hispanics, do terribly. They consistently do terribly. And here in California, we are like 42nd in the list of good schools. 42nd. Anybody paying attention? Hello? So, are the SATs racist, Kimberly?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, they've dumb down the SATs to match with the crap Common Core BS they were teaching. So much so that a lot of schools aren't even accepting them because they're that bad. So yeah, maybe they should look at what the kids are learning in schools, and maybe that'll explain why they're doing so crappy on their crappy tests in the first place.
Yeah, I think it's one. You can't get a straight answer from them, and it depends on who's you're listening to, but LAUSD has lost anywhere from like 40 to 60,000 children.
And lost as in they left, or lost as in they just can't find them? Because that happened too during COVID.
I know that. I know it does happen. But no, they have left the school. They have left the building, if you would, and they're not coming back anytime soon. And they can't figure out why. They think it's because of misinformation. Again.
Yeah. Why would you, I mean, honestly, I would not, somebody said to me the other day, like, oh, but when you send your kids to public school, I'm like, I will never send, if I ever have a grandchild, I will never send that child to public school. I will do everything I can to homeschool that child. There is no way in hell a grandchild of mine would ever be allowed to go to public school.
Yeah,
ever. I don't care where
it is. Kind of crazy, isn't it? Yeah. They don't see it.
They know full well that they're intentionally harming students. They just don't care. They think we're all stupid. You got to remember that. They think parents and people that have to pay for public schools are stupid.
Yeah, so but wait a minute. Let's back up on that for a second. You and I have kind of talked about this before, but I always just ask the same question. It's kind of like, are they really simply evil? And this is why they're doing it. Or they really, truly, in between the ears of theirs, they really believe that kids need to learn this. They need to know this. They need to be like this.
No, they're really evil. So, we can't say that they're stupid. This was in their goals for years, decades. The extreme left, the communist manifesto, this was part of it, is to destroy the schools, indoctrinate children. Because if you destroy the youth, that it works for further on down. This was their goal. This was a stated goal: take over schools.
Well, this is
take
exactly
over
what
universities.
Right. Yeah. You know, Hitler, Marx, the rest of them—they all knew this. They all knew if you got the youth, right? Mussolini,
you got the roots.
Yeah, you had the country.
Yep. I mean, look at the pathetic children we have being popped out and being produced. It's horrifying. That's our future. That's our quote unquote future.
Yeah, but wait a minute. What about the generation? Not that you and I necessarily raised, but it is the generation of the kids that we have. These are the ones that are not disciplining their kids. They're not really, paying attention to what's going on. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if they didn't like the way they were raised and they're going to go in a different direction. They want to play nice with everybody. I have no idea what keeps them from standing up for their children.
I think people are afraid because when you stand up for your child, they label you. God, you got to remember, the FBI and DOJ called parents standing up for their kids domestic terrorists. So when that kind of crap was happening before the DOJ said that. You know, anytime a parent, like parents tried to stand up for their kids, their daughters against the ridiculous trans ideology of letting boys and men in the locker rooms and playing sports, they were called transphobes and homophobes. These people, especially moms, they're not used to that kind of stuff.
Nope.
They're not. They care about their children. They want everyone to get along. They don't care if your child's trans. Just don't mess with my kid. I mean, they are demonized. You see it. Finally, more parents are waking up thanks to COVID. That's one good thing, is thanks to COVID, parents are actually finally waking up. But is it too late? I don't know.
I think the difference between us and them is we look at them and go, whatever. You want to believe you're a unicorn? Go for it. It's up to you.
Yeah.
They don't. They turn around and say, if you don't accept my child as a unicorn, you're a bigoted, homophobic. They go through this whole list of stuff.
Exactly. Yep.
Right?
Exactly. That's
okay.
It.
Don't go far, people. We'll be back in a few minutes with Kimberly Moran right after this.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A grocery store worker in Central Oregon is being hailed as a hero. The gunman was firing as he entered a Safeway in Bend. An 84-year-old customer was killed at the entrance. The shooter continued to spray shots until confronted by the worker. Police spokeswoman Sheila Miller says he was shot in the rear of the store in the produce section.
He has been identified as Donald Ray Surratt Jr., a 66-year-old Bend resident. Surratt engaged with the shooter, attempted to disarm him, and may very well have prevented further deaths.
The gunman has also been identified. His name is Ethan Blair Miller. The 20-year-old died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police later found three Molotov cocktails and a sawed-off shotgun in his car. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 184 points. The NASDAQ fell 124 points. The S&P 500 was off by 27. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Hopefully you're back too. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, because that's what I want you to be, is part of the solution. Let me just bring her on. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week kind of kick the week off. Get down to some of the stories that weren't talked about, that were glossed over pretty quick. Always appreciate her time with me. So, you know, Kimberly, I went over a story earlier, but I got to let you, this is what you're going to have a lot of fun with. Did you see the story about the Antifa packing AR-15s, and they were guarding family-friendly Texas drag shows in Texas, and, you know, for kids? And I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine if we went out with AR-15s and protected voting equipment?
Yeah, that wouldn't be allowed, but it's interesting. Antifa is protecting groomers. Lovely. That's fabulous. Well, and I'm sorry. I've said this on your show before, I have enjoyed many drag queen shows over the years. It's fun. It's adult entertainment. It's men dressing up. It's entertainment. That's the key.
It's not a sex or gender or anything. You enjoyed them with your young son at his school, I would imagine.
Oh, hell no. But I wouldn't bring my kid to a strip show either, so there you go.
Yeah.
But it turns out whatever. These people are just sick and demented. It's not for children. And these parents, in my opinion, should be brought up on child abuse charges.
We've got a caller, Harrison from Indianapolis. You want to talk about the Democrats being fascists. Do you not agree, or do you agree?
100%.
I don't agree, John. I want to, before I bring up my talking points and everything like people always do and yell at you and stuff, which is not what I'm here to do, I want to understand, why do you believe that the Democrats are fascists? What led you to that conclusion?
if you look at what fascism truly means, not what we've twisted it to mean for what we want it to mean, it's about dictatorial leaders, right? It's about a group or a government that is telling you how and what you're going to do. And they're going to tell you based on the ideology of that of that group. So when the government comes down and says to you, like right now in California, we are now being told that we're going to have to buy non-gasoline cars starting 1935. I mean, 2035. Okay? They're telling us now that they're cutting back on the meat and they're going to force us to start eating more of the plant-based foods. They don't have a right to do that. Now you're telling me what I'm going to do, where I'm going to be, how I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drive to get there. Tell me how that is freedom and liberty.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with the California stuff.
It's not just California, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. I understand the point. I think if you say dictatorial leader, but we voted on a president, right? He didn't rise to power. Hitler did not get voted in, or he did get voted in. I'm sorry,
but he got voted in, promising everybody he would restore Germany's glory. He actually told them what he was going to do, but nobody really believed he was going to be that tough about it. And when he went to do it, who fought back? Who pushed? Oh, they couldn't. They didn't have any guns or anything, so they weren't able to push back. They weren't able to fight back.
And that's one example. If you go and look at other forms of fascism, Mussolini, he's a good example. I'm not a supporter of Antifa in any way. I want to be clear. But there's Antifa groups, anti-fascist groups that fight back and take over the country again.
They're fascism. The fascists.
That's Kimberly,
good Lord. I'm sorry. I just want to chime in here. The minute that Joe Biden mandated an experimental vaccine, a drug, or else, that's when he identified himself as a fascist. You do not force someone to get an experimental drug or lose everything. Done. He is a fascist. Democrats have been the party of fascism for a very long time with their mandates and forcing people to exude behaviors that they choose as opposed to people living free and clear. They're against the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment with red flag laws. Sorry, I'll be quiet now.
No. I love to listen. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I appreciate you chiming in. I started this off. I'm trying to understand your guys' understandings so that I can make a better assumption of how to go about this. I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way. If I say something disagreeable, please do interrupt. On the topic of Joe Biden and the vaccine mandates, I don't fully agree with that, yes. But Republicans also have mandated stuff in the past for public health, and it works, okay? Like influenza. How is influenza cured?
Harrison, just let's not get too far into it. You talk about the influenza and some of these kid vaccines. They're tested for years before anything really comes to market, if you would. They're not tested for a couple of months. And that's what's going on here. You had so many issues. You realize with polio, when they had 50 incidents of kids that were vaccinated with this, they stopped. We didn't stop. Why?
Because the COVID vaccine is shown to work. Now, you can say it's an experimental vaccine, and that's okay. I don't agree with the mandate, right, per se, but it's important to understand the vaccine, it works.
But Harrison,
it helps prevent COVID.
But Harrison,
Wait, no. It does not prevent COVID, and the people who get the vaccine are getting COVID over and over again and spreading it.
Yes, you're right, Harrison. I corrected myself. It does help prevent cases of people with vaccinated are much, much lower than people that are unvaccinated. That's a statistic you can
look at. That's actually, that's a statistic that's changing, and it's flipping, that there's more vaccinated people getting COVID and even winding up in the hospital. I think it was in the UK. They have stats that are showing that in other areas. But you're right. They did tell us that at first. Fauci said it's going to prevent COVID. They all said it. It was a lie. Then they said, oh, you should be okay for whatever. Then they denied natural immunity. I mean, the whole thing has been insane, but Biden mandated it. Democrats mandated it. We lost police, fire. I know a policeman who got injured from the vax, and because he was forced to take it or lose his entire career, and he ended up losing his entire career and his health at the same time. So that's fascism. Forcing people to do something that, especially that's in the experimental stages and didn't even get all the tests, clinical trials it should have. Mandating. Do you want to do it on your own? That's your business. I'm good with that. But mandating it? Really, really bad.
Okay, but we mandate other things. You have to have a driver's license to drive, right? You can't just go out and drive. Legally speaking, you can't just go out and just drive all around.
You don't put a driver's license into your bloodstream.
Okay, but that's not my point. I'm trying to say
that. You're right, though. We do mandate certain things. We mandate, you know, to your point, you have to have a driver's license. You have to have a permit to do certain things. You have to be a certain age to do, you know, to partake of certain things. You're right in that area. But when it comes to the liberties and freedoms, when I talk about what you're doing with your own body, what you decide to do for health, when it comes to education, why is it the parents have, these are their kids. They have no say what goes on in education to a big degree. Do they have, is that okay?
Well, there's standards. I mean, you can't just have a society of kids that don't know certain things. Like, everybody needs to know what 2+2 is, right?
Agreed. 100% on board. Yep.
Wait, but we have a society of kids that went to public school that can't do that. I'm not kidding. It's not.
No, but Kimberly, awful. From a basic level, reading, writing, arithmetic, those are the things that we should be teaching, and we shouldn't be spending a whole bunch of time on who's a bully, who's not a bully, who's a racist, who's not a racist.
Yep.
You know, they spend more time doing that than they sit down doing the 3 R's. Is that okay?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar. What's the 3 R's?
Reading, writing, arithmetic. Harrison, if you want to call back later, I want to finish my segment with Kimberly. Appreciate you calling and having a civil conversation. Feel free to call back later.
No problem. Thanks.
Yeah. Show me senior host, don't go far. Kimberly Moran and I will be back in just a few minutes.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Come see your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does it. She's kind of our New England connection. And, you know, we haven't talked about this for a long time, Kimberly, but politics in New England is just a whole different animal, isn't it?
It's just gross. It's just as gross as everywhere else, but not as gross.
But, you know, it's funny. It's where it all started. You know, I always joke about Boston. And you think about how Boston started off and, you know, with the Revolutionary War and what took place there and the freedom and the liberties that they felt were near and dear. And now, not so much. You know, they just had that go round and round with the Christian flag being flown at Boston City Hall. They could fly every other flag there was, and they refused to fly the Christian flag.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go to court to make that happen.
There's only been one good governor of Massachusetts, and that was Calvin Coolidge. That was the last great governor and last great president.
So, God. Boy, you had to go back far, huh?
Yeah, I had to go back really far.
Yeah. You didn't think Romney was a good governor?
Oh, my good Lord. Oh, my God, no. He's horrible. He's a terrible senator, and he was a terrible governor. I warned people in Utah, but they didn't listen.
No,
I warned them.
Well, he would, somehow, he did take on some of the mafia biggies. I don't know how he got away with it. With some of the stuff that they were doing out there and getting something like the big dig. I wonder how much he put in his pocket.
Yeah, right. not everything he did was bad.
Right.
But, you know, if you look back on what he did, it's like, oh my God, he was really bad.
My dad like, said it at the time. That whole thing happened. It was under $1 billion. I'm not so sure. But my dad said, by the time they get done with handouts and overages and change orders, this thing will be billions of dollars.
Oh, your dad was right. He called it. And it took forever. Okay. And it hasn't, let me tell you, let me give you a hint, Joe. It hasn't relieved traffic. Not at all.
Just push it underground, right?
Yes. All they did was push it underground. They didn't put a bunch more lanes of traffic or anything. They just put it underground.
Wow.
The bridge, that ugly bridge that they have, they got the carpool lane on one side. It didn't relieve traffic. Because when I used to drive on 93 every day, it was three lanes. Guess what? It's still mostly three lanes except for, there's when you're getting off the exit. I'm trying to remember. I was just in Boston recently. And now I'm trying to remember if it was four lanes or not. But, yeah, I've been in traffic. Traffic is even earlier than 6 o'clock in the morning now. It's bad. It's still horrible.
Unreal. And, well, yeah. There's what your $4 billion gets you, right? Not a problem. No issue.
Well, I have to admit, though, they did make the above look really nice. There's all gardens. It's really pretty.
You can picnic over where the cars are putting out carbon monoxide, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to walk. They have pretty gardens, and they have little spray, fountain sort of things, but they're big ones, and little kids will play in them, because I used to have to walk in the city every day from North Station to South Station, because, God help me, I was not taking the T ever again, and I have not since then. That was a while ago. It was gross way back then. It was really pretty. I mean, I would take my camera, and I'd look like a tourist, even though I was on my way to work. I'd be taking pictures because it was pretty upside. But, for $1 billion, I could have done it better.
Hey, I don't know if you heard the breaking news, but Ozzy Osbourne is leaving the country. He doesn't like all the chaos, and he doesn't like the direction the country is going in.
Wow. This is coming from a guy from England. Does he not know what's going on over there?
No, they do. Are you kidding me? This is the entertainment people. They don't know of anything going on past their elbows. Are you serious? This is the guy that was ripping heads off of bats, wasn't he, or something like that?
Fighting the heads of a bat off, but I don't think it really happened.
No, I'm sure it was a rubber bat or something. But
I've seen him at concert. I never saw that. So
he doesn't want to die in America. He doesn't want his body here in America. I don't even think he knows where he is half the time.
I'd go that you're probably right on that one. I'd say that's probably close to accurate. That's really interesting. He really clearly has no idea what's going on in Europe, in the UK. It's just as bad. Actually, it's worse over there because the climate cult has already aided in destroying things over in the UK and Europe. I mean, Germans, good luck even keeping warm this winter. Europe is way worse than the United States when it comes to all this stuff.
Well, that's
and they have the fascist stuff, Antifa, over there, too.
Yeah, well, that's because your buddy, the Russians, were going to take care of them, remember? I mean, they're almost sole source of some of those resources are Russia. And here you are, not understanding what Russia's able to do, what they're capable of doing, harming you. Or maybe they know, and they just figured, well, we're in a civilized society now, so nobody would do that to another country, would they?
Oh, but But, you know, it's not about even Russia. Russia's just the excuse. It's about climate, the climate cult.
That's right.
That's really what it's about. They need to control and change people's behavior. You ever wonder why Biden's administration constantly talks about transition, this transition period? It's not a good transition, kids.
You know,
it's not anything that any of us want.
That young man who called in about fascism, right? I've been thinking about it. And it's like, when you think of all those things, like, what was it, New York City? Now you couldn't order a 64, I think, or a 32-ounce drink.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right, remember that?
Yeah.
Then he was banning cigarettes from cigarette advertising. You couldn't put up a sign to those little stores. And he was trying to ban certain types of food from being served. Some people want to go have a junkie hot dog. You're going to stop them from doing that?
Yeah, because he didn't like childhood obesity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he should have freaking practiced what he preached. But, so you couldn't go and buy a 32 or 64-ounce big gulp, but you could buy two 32-ouncers.
Right.
It's so stupid. Yeah. Well, you know what? The way to change behavior is to convince people, not to force them.
Educate.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, educate. Right. You convince people. You educate people and say, hey, you know, like, people try to follow the food pyramid, right, even though it's completely way off base and wrong. But people... People have tried for all these years to, okay, the government is, these are the guidelines, guidelines being the key word here, of what the government is saying based on their research. So I'm gonna look at that. And your pediatrician might say, oh, you know, look at that, whatever, your kid's pediatrician, whatever. And it's been a lot of wrong stuff, but they talk to people about it. They educate, you know, try to educate people on it, as opposed to forcing people, you have to eat this many vegetables a day or you're going to be, you know, violating our laws.
You know, I love the fact that, you know, to his point, too, we're forced to do certain things. You know, even our founding fathers wanted kids. It was forced education, if you will. They wanted to make sure kids got an education. And that's fine. They never intended for kids to be taught about sexual orientation, 79 different genders, sex
right.
studies. It would have been the furthest thing from their mind. And again, back to reading and writing and arithmetic, we're becoming the laughing stock across the planet, where we used to be one of the most revered places to come to for an education.
Yeah, we are the laughing stock because we spend the most on education in the world. And our kids are some of the dumbest. And it's because of what they're teaching in public education. I'm sorry, but remember, Common Core, 2 + 2 = 5. I did a lot of research on Common Core. I read all the standards. I fought against it, even though I don't have a kid in public school. I fought against it. 2 + 2 = 5. They dumbed down our kids. They intentionally dumbed down our kids. It's indoctrinated them with this stuff about America is bad. You're a racist. If you're white, you're an oppressor. The CRT yep. crap, which really is taught in schools. And then the gender crap. They're destroying an entire generation. They've already harmed, like, millennials think global warming is real, that it's man-made. They think that we're the cause of it, so that's why you get so many of them who really don't have a clue because they've never actually studied the science, and all the scientists who disagree with the small percentage who agree.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
This is what I joke about all the time on the show when I say, you know, let's just take climate control. I've been around a little longer than you. I remember all the way back to the late 60s, early 70s, when it was global cooling. Everybody was, you know, I mean, we were going to freeze to death. And they went through all this stuff. Oh, God, when I was in high school, they were talking about how many of us were going to die. Two-thirds of the planet was going to be, you're going to have people dying every. Two-thirds of the population was going to die off because of starvation. We wouldn't be able to grow enough food. And they're going through all these things. And you stop and you say, the United States is one of the most obese countries on the planet. Where is all this starvation coming from?
Oh, that is going to happen eventually when, you know, because they're killing our food sources, especially with climate change. That wasn't happening. Their horrible fake processed food is what made kids obese and people in general. You got to remember something. The climate cult has been wrong about everything, every prediction they ever made. In decades since they've been around, every single thing.
And if you're one of those people who believes in it, and they were your stockbroker,
and you didn't fire them, there's something wrong with you. Okay, quick, where can they find you?
GraniteCraft.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, people, I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Just Joe right after the break.